I'm Laurel Bowman. The Wuhan coronavirus has now killed more than the severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS outbreak of 2003. This after 89 more deaths in mainland China on Saturday brought the global death toll to more than 800. 774 people were killed by SARS. It was the deadliest day yet for the coronavirus, which originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan and has continued to spread rapidly. There have been more than 37,000 cases of the virus globally, mostly in China. Foreign nationals arriving in the United Kingdom from China are being quarantined before they can resume their normal lives. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Britain's final evacuation flight from the Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of a coronavirus outbreak, landed at a Royal Air Force base in central England on Sunday. The British government said in a statement that the plane had more than 200 people on board, including non-British nationals. The passengers also included staff who facilitated the flight, as well as medics. They will be housed at a conference center for 14 days of quarantine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Dr. Michael Ryan, head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Response Program, says he understands the quarantines can be uncomfortable, but they help ensure the coronavirus doesn't spread.
We're also working to ensure that those individuals who are left on the ships are able to get off as quickly as possible and just ensure the protocols and the algorithms can work and we don't end up with an unfortunate consequence of people having to stay too long in that situation.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. With the spread of the coronavirus has been rapid, Africa has yet to be hit, but there are preparations underway to deal with it if it comes. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
This is of little comfort to WHO Regional Director for Africa, Matshidiso Moeti. She tells VOA, watching the virus reach other continents around the world is of great concern.
We know that there is quite significant travel of people from China to Africa and back.
Moeti says her team has begun working with member states to help them get ready for the possible onset of the coronavirus. She says WHO is providing overall guidance to ministers of health on how to manage possible cases and prevent further spread of the disease.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA in Geneva. Security forces in northeastern Thailand say the Thai soldier who killed at least 26 people in a shooting rampage in a shopping mall and wounded dozens more was killed by Thai armed forces. Eight hostages were also rescued. The 31-year-old shooter was angry over a financial dispute. The Prime Minister of Thailand addressed the media.
It was a personal conflict over a house deal. He had an issue with money and fought for 3 days. Nobody expected it to turn violent.
After a Friday night debate, the Democratic presidential candidates have been making their push in New Hampshire. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Feel how close we are. We can feel the wind at our back.
Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders emerged from Iowa in a dead heat.
Our ideas are the ideas that the working families, the middle class of this country believe in.
Joe Biden is taking aim at both, saying Sanders will drag other Democratic candidates down.
Every Democrat will have to carry the label that Senator Sanders has chosen for himself. Not me. He's chosen it. Democratic socialist.
Elizabeth Warren says candidates need to get away from big dollar donors.
The only way we're going to make this better is we use this Democratic primary to build a grassroots movement.
While Amy Klobuchar says she can unite and win.
Getting away from the extremes and the noise and the nonsense in our politics.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning American governors from across the country of the risks of doing business with China, saying competition with China is happening on a federal, state, and local level and has consequences for U.S. foreign policy and national security. This is Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
VOA 1.